With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president of Columbia University told pro-Hamas protesters that they had until midnight last night to dismantle their encampment, or she would have to consider alternative options. As of now, the protesters remain where they are, saying they walked out of talks when they were threatened with the National Guard. The protesters then went on social media requesting backup from all New Yorkers. Tuesday was the seventh day of protest at Ivy League schools. So far, more than 100 pro-Hamas protesters have been arrested. President Biden's being criticized for his response to the pro-Hamas protest.
The president this week said that he condemns anti-Semitic protests, but he went on to say, "I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians." Conservatives were quick to suggest that Mr. Biden's answer was similar to Donald Trump's 2017 comment that there were very fine people on both sides of the violent protests in Charlottesville. The president has repeatedly said his disgust over Trump's response was a key reason for launching his 2020 presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania voters decide it will be Casey versus McCormick.
Pennsylvania's primary election results have put Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick on track for an expensive race that's expected to help decide Senate control on Capitol Hill in the November 5th election. Casey is seeking a fourth term, while McCormick is a two-time Senate challenger. Now McCormick's candidacy is shaping up as Casey's strongest challenge yet in his re-election bids. In the presidential race, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump each easily won their party's nominations for the state. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The Center for Global Christianity has shifted.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they're done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Haiti's healthcare system is near total collapse.
Hospital director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. I'm Donna Water.
Russian military officials say they're going to intensify their attacks on weapons stored in Ukraine. On Tuesday, Russia's defense minister said their forces will increase their attacks on logistics centers and storage bases for Western weapons. The warning came as the U.S. Senate passed a massive foreign aid bill, which included $61 billion more for Ukraine. Elon Musk announces Tesla may start selling its Optimus humanoid robot next year. More details at SRNNews.com.